Hello and welcome, Shaturi in Johannesburg. Hello, Shaturi.
Namaste, Heather and everyone.
Right, your spiritual name is Shaturi Ma and you work with various modalities. So let's start with, who is Shaturi Ma and how and when did your journey with this start?
Well, Shaturi is a name that I received in meditation from the Divine Mother. I actually went to her and decided to ask for my name. And on asking for my name, about 10 minutes into the meditation, this name popped into my head. And later on, when I Googled, I found out it is actually an Indian name, and it means clever. So I think that was Mother's humorous way of telling me to tap into her divine wisdom, which is inside of me and inside of all of us. My spiritual journey began about 25 years ago, where I began to search for the Divine Mother, more specifically for Mother God, also known as Divine Mother. I finally found her, and I learned and am learning how to connect with her inwardly. Like I said, we're all divine beings. We're all in a physical body experiencing life here on Earth. And the great thing is we can go about our daily lives on Earth while staying connected to her. To the heaven within us, the kingdom of heaven within us, in a manner of speaking. So I invite Divine Mother to all of my sessions, into all of the healings. She brings wisdom, she brings love, she brings healing energy. And she's done this ever since I first started connecting to her in this way. And it's profound, it's beautiful, it's wonderful.
Sounds absolutely beautiful. Now, why a Divine Mother?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. Heather, the planet is in such desperate need of positive change. Divine Mother also has this heart's desire. She's bringing unconditional love into this dimension, which is starting to fuel change in each person whose life she touches. You know, we need her love. We need this infinite, unconditional love and acceptance of the Mother God. She opens us to a realization of who we really are, to our own divinity right here on Earth. Otherwise, how are we going to bring around this positive change? We need this loving energy.
Okay. Now let's go to one of the modalities that you practice. Tell us about your chakra balance.
Well, a lot of what I do is intuitive. It's directed by my higher self, by Divine Mother. And the chakra balancing brings about a balanced system all in all. It creates a balance through the body, through the mind, through the emotions, and this is actually what facilitates the healing process. And by healing, I'm not saying that we should replace doctors or medicine. They all have their place, and they do a lot of good as well. But what I'm talking about in this context, healing is balance and peace throughout a person's whole energy field, throughout their body, their mind, their emotions, their etheric field, everything. And for relaxed, to be relaxed and able to face the day, we need this balance. So when people have had a chakra balance, they come out of it feeling relaxed, ready to face the day, ready to tackle whatever is ahead of them. They're peaceful. And you can tell that they've been in the presence of the divine. In chakra balancing, I use sound. I like using the little chakra bolts because they're all tuned. Every chakra has its own sacred vibration and sacred sound, and therefore they will attune or align to the sound as I play them. And at times I've even sang or chanted mantra, or even chanted the sound of the chakra. It's all the same process.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, now let's go to your readings that you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the readings are a way of helping people to understand and actually make sense of what they're experiencing at a particular time in their lives. And I really love using the angel tarot, as I find that they're uplifting and they're quite encouraging, but they still retain their ability to guide and to direct people towards a better situation, or to actually help them through a difficult situation. Even sometimes to explain why various patterns keep on reoccurring in their lives, or to give them a sense of purpose. So I found them helpful in this way. The cards are tools that I use to open the door to Divine Mother's messages in our sessions, and she does give messages at times without the cards as well. I also help people to understand why they're here, if they want to know, by using the life purpose cards. And then again, In a session, I will use the goddess oracle cards because they clarify Divine Mother's message that much further. My readings are ethical, Heather, and I don't spy on spouses or anyone else when asked to do so. I have had clients in the past who've demanded this, and they've become quite abusive verbally, and I find that usually the clients who have become too reliant on the cards to live their daily lives by, who then become really angry when you give them the truth and it's not what they want to hear. So Divine Mother is Mother God, and I conduct myself in a way that I know would bring their energy through. Mother and Father God are one beautiful being, and they bring healing, they bring loving guidance, not manipulation or any of that sort of thing. So this is the energy that I work with in my sessions, and this is why I absolutely love what I do.
Okay, now let's go to your therapeutic foot massage.
Okay, well, therapeutic foot massage is relaxing. Important thing, it's not painful. I know some foot massages are painful, but the way I work, various points on the feet that are worked with reflect points in the body. And the whole purpose behind the therapeutic angle and the therapeutic foot massage is to bring the system back into balance while it is relaxed. I was taught that when a person is relaxed, the flow of oxygen throughout the body increases, and the muscles relax and the blood flow is better. So when you relax, you actually open up to the divine, loving, healing energy. And I'm not saying other methods are incorrect. I'm just saying this is the way I prefer to work. And it takes about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the needs of the client. And it's wonderful because when I've done a therapeutic foot massage, I feel relaxed and energized as well. And it feels like you've had a whole body massage from top to toe.
Well, that's a bonus. Wonderful. Now, can you tell us more about yourself?
Yes, I started writing poetry a number of years ago, and this I realized was inspired by experiences that I had with the divine in meditation, but also, you know, life experiences, your ups and your downs. And the poetry eventually turned into songwriting, and I'm now busy making a CD. And I'm similar to you, I think, in that I'm a creative person and I don't often repeat something a second time. I like to have something new flowing all the time. So I'm busy making a CD, and I have been doing so for the past year. It's taking long because I go into the studio maybe once a month or once every 2 months, not very often. And this is because Divine Mother has opened a door for this process. And I really love her and her beautiful energy. Most of my songs will center around her. I sometimes sing in Sanskrit, and other times I sing in English as well. Sometimes I use only voice, and sometimes we'll add a music arrangement. And it just depends on what wants to come out at that particular time. And I always joke in the studio and I say, Divine Mother is our creative director. I'm very grateful to the whole divine, to all the divine beings, for they are angels as well. And I've joked as well in the past and said the angels are falling asleep in the corner with their wings wrapped around one another, because sometimes it takes a while to get the song right. We want it to be as the divine has brought it through, but it's also got to work with technical stuff as well. But I'm really grateful for the divine for bringing a very kind soul into my life who's enabling me to use some of his studio time to actually do this so that people can benefit. You know, I'll put some of the songs out there free of charge, and I will make the CD to sell, but I put some of the songs out free of charge to share Divine Mother with everyone.
Well, I think it's absolutely great that you've tapped into your your creative side with your poetry and music and singing. Absolutely fabulous. So now let's hear you sing, Chaturi.
Okay. Well, when we do it in the studio, we've actually layered and combined two mantras to go over one another, but because it's just me now, I'm going to sing the two mantras separately. So it's for Durga Ma and for Lord Shiva, but otherwise you can call them Divine Mother and Father. Durage, Durage, Durage Chai Chai Ma. Durage, Durage, Durage,
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank
We
you.
have to end it there. Thanks, Shaturi. Thank you.
Pleasure. Namaste.
Namaste to you too.